الحمد لله كفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد يوم ترى المؤمنين والمؤمنات يسعى نورهم بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم بشراكم اليوم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها ذلك هو الفوز العظيم صدق الله العظيم. Most respected elders and brothers in Islam, all of us know very well that the greatest gift every one of us seated here and every single person in this world can ever be given is this great, priceless gift, bounty and benefaction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side, being Iman. Iman is the greatest gift. When there's no Iman, there is nothing to that person. And when there is Iman, there is everything to that person. The benefits of this great gift of Iman will be seen definitely in this world. But the true benefits of this great gift of Iman will be much more avowed and apparent once a person leaves this world. Once he dies, when maut comes upon him, he leaves this world, he goes to the hereafter, the day of Qiyamah, the hereafter, the grave. These are those places and these are those parts of life where we will definitely see the true benefits of this great gift of Iman. When a person passes away, he leaves this world, if he's a believer, and a good believer, a pious believer, he will have an easy death, contrary to that of a non-Muslim. A non-Muslim's death would be very, very difficult. It will be just like a person, the example has been given, of cotton wool that has been placed onto a thorny tree, and then that cotton wool is being pulled out from there. That is how when the ruh and the soul of a disbeliever, a kafir, when it is extracted from his body, this is how difficult the ruh, it will be so difficult for the ruh to come out. It will not want to come out, knowing what is going to come ahead, what is now prepared for it in hereafter. But a believer, a pious believer, a mu'min, seeing what is in front of him, knowing the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his ruh will come out very easily of his body. So the true benefits of this Iman will be seen once a person passes away and leaves this world. But when that maut comes, when will it come? How will it come? Where will it come? No one knows. To the extent that even the prophets, the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they too were not informed exactly at what exact time in advance that they will pass away. Let us take the example of Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. He was instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to build the Baytul Muqaddas, the Baytul Maqdis. And it was predestined, taqdeer was that his maut, the time of passing away, leaving this world, was destined 1 year before the completion of the building of the Baytul Muqaddas. So he instructed the jinnat to build the Baytul Muqaddas. It took many years, there's different narrations, but 1 year before the completion of building of the Baytul Muqaddas, his time was up to leave this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed him, O Sulaiman, be seated on your throne. Take that asa, the stick, place it under your chin, recline on that, lean on that, and your ruh, your life will be taken out at that time. Some narrations show that he was standing and reclining on that stick. But either way, he had to leave this world. But to the jinnat, he was still overlooking and seeing to them. His life was taken, he sat in that state, or he stood in that state, for approximately a year. Only when the termites ate up that stick that he was reclining on, and they did estimations, they worked out how many days ago he had passed away. It was determined approximately a year before that he had passed away. When he fell forward, then only they realized that he had passed away 1 year before that. But when it was his time to pass away, he had to leave this world, and there was no way that there's going to be a delay. Maut is something, death is something, it's inevitable. It's something definitely every person has to go through. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every soul would definitely taste death. Allah Ta'ala then speaks in the Quran Sharif, وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. Spend of what we have given you. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. Before death comes to you, فَيَقُولَ رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجْلٍ قَرِيبٍ. He says, O Allah, give me some more time. Give me a respite. فَأَصَّدَّقْ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Now I'll give charity. Now I'll be of the pious. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَيْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ جُلُوَىٰ. Never. The word in Arabic is lan for ta'kid, for emphasis. Allah will never delay the departing of a soul from this world, the death of a person, when the time is up. So we all say we have to prepare for death. And what is the true preparation for death? Death is just a person, the soul coming out of the body and going somewhere else, to another world, another reality, the actual abode of a person. That is where his ruh is going to. But do we just have to prepare for that, or what do we actually have to prepare for? When we are told to prepare for death, what is meant is prepare for what is coming after death. Death is something that has to come to everybody, something inevitable. But we prepare for what is coming after. The stages after a person dies is the grave. After the grave is Qiyamah, is Akhirat. That is what he has to prepare for. How he's going to answer for his deeds. That is the main preparation he has to make. The rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the rights of the people that are over him, he has to fulfill all those rights. Prepare in that way, that is true preparation. When a person passes away, he goes into the grave, from there, a trumpet will be blown. Nafqa ula. The entire world will be destroyed. There will be a lapse of 40 years. An interim of 40 years. After which, the trumpet will be blown again. Nafqa thaniya. Where everybody will be resurrected. Hazrat Abu Umama Bahili radiallahu anhu, a great sahabi, he describes, he says, when the people will be resurrected in the day of Qiyamah, they will leave their graves and they will go through many, many stages. One of those stages will be that as soon as they leave their graves, they'll be walking. Certain people's faces will be blackened, will be full of dust, dirt and black. And certain people's faces will be full of nur and light, illuminated. Then all of a sudden after that, there will be total darkness. Nobody will be able to see anything around. And that is the time, that is what I wish to speak about. That is the time when the true test comes about. That at that time, the true believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be given nur. There is darkness. What can we do? There's no lights to switch on. There's nothing we can do. We leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that is the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will distribute nur and light to the believers. That is what the ayat have just recited. يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ You'll see the believing men and believing women. يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ Their nur and their light will be in front of them. وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ On the right hand side. بُشْرَاكُمُ الْيَوْمِ Glad tidings for you all today. You have Jannat, there are rivers flowing beneath that. You'll have eternity, you'll live forever in Jannat. That is actual success. On that day, on the day of Qiyamah, when Nur will be distributed to the believers, in accordance with the actions of a person, he'll be given Nur. Certain people's light on the day of Qiyamah will be like mountains. Some will be just like a tree. And the person who will have the least amount of nur is that person who will be given nur equal to his thumb, just his thumb, where the light at times will go off and come on, will switch off, there'll be darkness and will come back. But for us to gain the maximum nur on that day, those actions that we do in the world, that is what will grant, will make it easy for us, enable us to attain more nur from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On that day, the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, those who are the hypocrites of the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will not be given nur on the day of Qiyamah. But after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those munafiqeen will be given nur. But the nur will only last them. This is where we must understand the benefit of the nur. That when we be given this light and this nur on the day of Qiyamah, it will benefit us mainly at Pul Sirat. That is the bridge that we have to cross over. Thinner than a blade. Thinner than a hair, sharper than a blade. We'll have to cross over that to go to Jannah. The kuffar, the non-Muslims, will not be given any nur. Taken direct into Jahannam. Munafiqeen and the hypocrites of Rasulullah's time will be given no nur. Direct to Jahannam. The munafiqeen after that will be given nur. They will come with the believers to the Pul Sirat. As they approach there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take away their nur. The believers will have nur in accordance to their actions. And they'll be enabled to cross over the Pul Sirat. The hadith is mentioned, certain people will cross over Pul Sirat like the flash of the lightning. Some of them will cross over Pul Sirat, كَلَمْحِ الْبَصَرِ like the blink of an eye, how quick it is. And some of them will be delayed. Those who are sinners will cross over Pul Sirat, fall from there into Jahannam. And the munafiqeen won't even go to Pul Sirat. They will come right there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take away that light. They won't be able to see where they are. After which a wall, a barrier will be made between them and the believers. They will request the believers, Unzuruna naqtabis min nurikum. Wait for us, look at us. Let us take some of your lights and we can see where we are going, where we are proceeding. Qila irji'u wara'akum. Go behind. Where the nur was distributed, the light was distributed, go and take from there. When they will turn around, that barrier will come in between them and the believers. On this side where the munafiqeen are, there is azab. On the other side will be rahmah, and they'll cross over the Pul Sirat to Jannah. Now in order for us to maximize and to attain more nur and light on that day, the commentators of the Quran Sharif have mentioned that there are many such actions which will increase our light and nur on the day of Qiyamah. We are always concerned about the worldly things. What is happening around the world? Yes, this is a concern. But when are we going to hear and be concerned in regards to these things that will really, such things that we really have to prepare for? There are many actions that we have to do in order for us to maximize on this nur. In order for us to attain more and more light on the day of Qiyam. The first action that we do, Rasulullah has mentioned in the hadith that بَشِّرِ الْمَشَّائِينَ فِي الظُّلَمْ بِالنُّورِ التَّامِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامِ that those people who walk, they travel, they walk in the dark portions of the night and the morning. They go to the masajid, to the masjids for jamaat salah. Give them glad tidings, they'll have complete and full nur and light in the day of prayer. Whether it be Maghrib Salah, Isha Salah, Fajr Salah, in the darkness of the night and the day, the morning, when they walk to the masajid for Jama'at Salah, grant them glad tidings, they'll have complete nur on that day. This shows the importance of reading of Maghrib, Isha and Fajr in Jama'at, for which we will attain complete nur on the day of Qiyamah. The second action is, Rasulullah said in the hadith, من حافظ على الصلوات كانت له نورا وبرهانا ونجاة يوم القيامة. A person who is punctual upon his 5-time daily salah, 5-time daily namaz, he will have nur, light. It will be a means as a proof for him to save him from the fire of Jahannam and a salvation from the fire of Jahannam on the day of Qiyamah. وَمَنْ لَمْ يُحَافِظْ عَلَيْهَا لَمْ تَكُنْ لَهُ نُورًا وَلَا بُرْهَانًا وَلَا نَجَاتًا وَكَانَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مَعَ قَارُونَ وَهَامَانَ وَفِرْعَوْنَ وَكَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. A person who is not regular with his 5-time salah, he will not have any light on the day of Qiyamah. There will be no proof, this salah will not be a proof of saving him from the fire of Jahannam. He will not have salvation on that day. On the day of Qiyamah, a person who does not look after his 5-time daily salah and punctual with it, he will be with Qarun, Haman and Fir'aun. How they are resurrected, he will be the same. Let us then look at ourselves. Salah is deemed and termed and understood to be something very small in our lives, to the extent that you have people saying that I read namaz in my heart. Usalli fil qalb. There's no need to read namaz. Na'uzu billah. Statements of this kind are made because the importance of salah is not there. When a person has to speak from the minbar about salah, it is termed something so small. Whereas how many millions of people, being Muslims, are not even reading the salah. Not even one salah for the entire week. Maybe one or two salah in the year, some Eid namaz or some janazah namaz. And here Rasulullah says, you'll have no nur on the day of Qiyamah. This is the second action. The third action, when a person carries out, he'll have a lot of nur on the day of Qiyamah, is reading Surah Al-Kahf. In the 15 para, 15 juz, a person, Rasulullah says in the hadith, a person who reads Surah Al-Kahf, he will have nur from his place right till Makkah Mukarramah, meaning a great amount of nur he'll have on the day of Qiyamah. And if he reads it on Jum'ah, on a Friday, his nur will extend from his feet right till the sky. How much of nur he'll have? This is the great virtues of reading Surah Al-Kahf, especially on a Friday. This is the third action. The fourth action a person does, he will attain a lot of nur on the day of Qiyamah, is reading the Quran Sharif. Each verse and ayat we read, for each ayat of the Quran Sharif, we will attain a special nur from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. The fifth action a person, when he does so, he will attain the nur from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side, especially on the day of Qiyamah, is Durood Sharif. When a person reads Durood Sharif on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this nur that he will attain from Allah ta'ala's side will benefit him, especially on Pul Sirat. It'll make it easy for him to see the Pul Sirat and cross over the Pul Sirat very easily. There are many other virtues to Durood Sharif. A person reads Durood once, Allah Ta'ala sends blessings on him, 10 blessings. His status in Jannah is elevated 10 times. And there's much more virtues in regards to Durood Sharif, especially on a Friday. But this is one of those special virtues of Durood Sharif, where he'll attain nur to make it easy for him to cross the Pul Sirat. This is the fifth action. The sixth is, when a person goes for Hajj or Umrah and he shaves his hair, each hair that falls off his head, when he shaves his head, for each hair he will attain nur on the day of Qiyamah and will make the Pul Sirat easy for him. The seventh action is when a person goes for Hajj and he pelts the Jamarat, which we term the Shaitans, in Mina, he has to pelt them. For each stone he pelts, he will attain nur on the day of Qiyamah, which will make the crossing of the Pul Sirat easy. The eighth action, when a person carries out, he will attain nur on the day of Qiyamah, which will enable him to cross the pul sirat, is when he has to shoot one arrow in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the sake of jihad, one arrow he shoots, meaning in some form of assistance he renders for the sake of jihad, for the sake of sharia, for the sake of Islam. This will become a nur for him on the day of Qiyamah. The ninth action is when a person becomes grey, white hair, in the state of Islam, in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man shaba shaybatan fi Islam kanat lahu nuran yawm al-qiyamah. In one narration, man shaba shaybatan fi sabilillah kanat lahu nuran yawm al-qiyamah. He becomes white, his hair becomes white and grey, in the part of Allah, in Islam, while in the state of being a Muslim. This becomes, each hair is a nur for him on the day of Qiyamah. The tenth action is, when a person makes zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a bazaar. For every hair on his body, he will attain nur on the day of Qiyamah. The bazaar being a place of fitna, of evil, of where he is being enticed and encouraged towards evil and wrong, disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He attains such great rewards. Therefore, each hair will attain nur on the day of Qiyamah. In one hadith where Rasulullah SAW states, this hadith is in Tirmizi, the second volume, at page 181. Rasulullah SAW says, a person who reads, goes to the bazaar, the marketplace, reads, La ilaha illallah wahda, la sharika la, lahul mulk wa lahul hamd, yuhyi wa yumeet, wa huwa hayyun la yamut, biyadil khair wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. He has to read this. He attains 1 million reward. 1 million sins are forgiven. He is elevated in Jannah 1 million stages. And according to another narration, Allah Ta'ala bana lahu baytan fil Jannah. Allah builds a special house for him in Jannah. So being a place of evil, he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much of reward he attains. 11th action that a person will do in this world, he will attain the same reward, is when he has to assist a Muslim who is in a predicament and a problem, in difficulty. He has to render some assistance to him, in whichever form it be. Allah Ta'ala will grant such a person, on the day of Qiyamah, so much of nur, which will be like two valleys, which will be like two fountains, through which that light will be enough to illuminate and brighten up an entire universe, entire world, the extent of which only Allah Ta'ala knows. This will assist him and make it easy for him to cross the pul sirat. And there are many other actions. I've just mentioned 11 actions. But if a person carries this out in the world, he will attain more and more nur from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, especially making it easy for him to cross the pul sirat. And there are certain actions a person should not do in this world, for which that nur, he'll be deprived of the nur, of which one is hypocrisy. I've just mentioned that. And secondly is oppression, zulm. Rasulullah said in the hadith, "Az-zulmu zulumatun yawm al-qiyamah." Oppression will be darknesses on the day of Qiyamah. It will cause darkness for him on the day of Qiyamah. He will not be able to see what he is doing on the day of Qiyamah. It will become very difficult for such a person who is an oppressor and zalim in this world to cross the pul sirat. Whether it be oppression in any form, whether it be upon his own wife and children, whether it be to his creditors, whether it be to his debtors, whether it be to his customers, whoever it be, but any form of oppression that causes, will cause darkness for the person on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to value this great gift of Iman, prepare for death, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us complete nur on the day of Qiyamah. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.